Cobb EMC gets as much as 30% of its electricity from solar. Spokesperson Leslie Thompson says preparing for the eclipse has been easier than preparing for weather.
With the eclipse, we're able to plan obviously far in advance and know that we will be leaning more on other sources that we have on hand rather than solar.
Thompson says Cobb EMC plans to spread its other power sources to fill the gap. Georgia Power's Jacob Hawkins also says preparing for the eclipse, no big deal compared to a regular Georgia summer evening.
So, you know, when it's 90 degrees at night and the sun's going down and we're not getting energy from solar generation, we have to be prepared to meet that demand when people are home and enjoying their air conditioning.
All of Georgia will lose at least some sunlight for more than 2 hours Monday afternoon. Michael Jones, WABE News.